This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
Dennis Mitchell was drafted and arrived in Vietnam at age 21.
A number of us carried machetes. We would have to clear areas in the jungle as we walked through because we were told not to walk on paths because they could be very dangerous.
From fear of triggering a booby trap to an unexpected ambush, Mitchell saw danger firsthand, including what happened to a buddy.
We were supposed to share the foxhole together. He elected to go to the different foxhole right over, which is usually about 6-8 feet away. He didn't make it.
It's like, what happened?
Well, he got shot. The enemy came through our perimeter.
Looking like walking trees, the camouflage troops cautiously sweep toward a simulated VC position.
As news reports from the time suggest, the war theater was ill-defined, leaving soldiers on the offensive guessing the loyalties of those they encountered off the battlefield.
World War II, you knew who the enemy was. But the Vietnam War, you had an idea who the enemy was, but really didn't. It could have been somebody within the village there that you were just passing through. It's like hit and miss. I mean, you walk in and you got these little kids and so forth. You feel real nice. And next thing you know, you don't know if they're carrying a grenade and they're going to blow you up.
50 years after his service ended, Mitchell still feels fortunate.
I'm very appreciative of that I came home in the one piece that I have.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at AMPERS.org.